بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would like to congratulate the believers in Palestine, especially the Mujahideen in the West Bank and also in Gaza, and especially those who were more involved with this victory, Hamas and Jihad al-Islami, and their supporters, the Islamic Republic above all, the Syrian government, Hezbollah, and others who align themselves like Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi, Ansarullah, and the people of the world, the majority of the people of the world who watch what is happening clearly see the aggressions of the Zionist state. Most people do. We may not hear that, because they are shut out by the Zionist-controlled media and by the Zionist bullies that as soon as anything is said, they'll show up there and they make it seem like there's a popular demand for a video to be taken off of YouTube or Facebook or so on and so forth. It's not. They are the few. They are the aggressive and transgressing few that the world has put up with for too long, and the people of the world need to deal with. Anyhow, so the majority of the people of the world do understand and they support the Palestinian cause. Less of them perhaps see the legitimacy of what Hamas and Jihad al-Islami are doing. It needs to be said, so I'm going to say a few words in this regard. Hamas and Jihad al-Islami act as the military force of the Palestinian cause. The Palestinian people are people that have been deprived of any citizenship. There's no passport that a Palestinian carries. This is because of the Zionists. They're not allowed to have a military. They are allowed only to live under conditions that are dictated by the Zionist state. Whenever they say leave your home, they have to leave their home. Whenever they unleash settler dogs, that's what the settlers are like. They act like dogs and wolves. Whenever they're unleashed and the police backs them, they walk into any home, take out any person. They're supposed to just submit to that, leave it, and go to some other country, beg them to give them citizenship. That's what the Palestinian people are facing. But the Palestinian people, just like any people, have a human right to defend themselves against the aggression of the Zionists, who have come from other parts of the world, stolen Palestinian lands, continue to steal it. The Palestinians, of course, not giving up. It's been over 100 years now that that project started, but the Palestinians have still not given up, and they are the ones who are making progress. I'll explain that in a little bit. So the Palestinian people have a right to self-defense. They are defending themselves. The Zionist state does not have a right to self-defense. A virus in the human body does not have a right to self-defense. The Zionists are unwanted criminals that have placed themselves in lands belonging to other people, and they have killed those other people and removed them from their homes. That's what a virus or a cancerous tumor does in the body of the human being. No human being, no intelligent person believes that the virus or the cancerous tumor has a right to live inside the human body, because the right for that to live means the human is going to die. And the human has the right to live. The one who was there has a right to live. The Palestinian people are the ones who've lived there. They have a right to live there. And the aggressors, the outsiders that have come in, imposed their views, imposed their laws, imposed their government, and imposed their lifestyle, and kicked out the Palestinians, the Palestinian language, the Palestinian religion, and everything, and told them, you have no right to defend yourself. It is actually the Zionists who have no right to even a small handgun or even a knife to stab anyone who comes to take what's rightfully theirs. If Palestinians come to take the house of an Israeli, they are taking what is actually theirs, although Palestinians haven't done that. even if they were to do that, it's a homeowner that is taking back what a thief, what a thug has taken away from them. But that's not what is happening. So the Palestinians have every right. Hamas and Jihad al-Islami are heroes based on the standards of anyone. If the Zionist regime and the United States government, their supporters, they use the clause of self-defense and a right to self-defense, it seems like they understand the logic, but they have twisted it and given that right to the thief and the thug instead of giving it to the original and rightful homeowner. And the people of the world are waking up to these lies. You start talking about this, a few, again, the minority Zionists start making a big deal, or not, it is a big deal against them, and they don't like it, so they'll start making it look like people are against us. People are not against us. People want to hear the truth. They want to know the truth. A lot of people know the truth. It's a few devils that go around sending messages, putting up posts that, oh, this is terrorism, this is anti-Semitism. It's none of that. I think the people of the world are becoming more and more aware and more intelligent about the matter. And so nobody's going to be booed away with those false claims. The next thing that I want to mention is for us to understand, it's been a long time, it's been over 100 years. It's not 1947 or 1946 or 1948 or any of those years that they have recorded as whatever it is. It is over 100 years ago that they started moving into Palestine and starting this project. It was around 80 years ago that they declared the establishment of the Zionist state, and the U.S. and Britain and or the U.S. and some of their allies decided to recognize that. But it's been over 100 years. The reason why it's important to look at that is questions come up. Why is it taking this long? Why are we not winning this war? Why is it so tedious? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping? Is there a point in continuing this? Was there a point for Hamas and Jihad al-Islami to launch those rockets and continue to do so when the Zionists unleashed their wolves and dogs onto the Palestinians and Sheikh Jarrah and also in Masjid al-Aqsa? Was it even worth it? What was the accomplishment? 200 plus lives were lost because of the shelling and the bombing of the Israelis in Gaza, and God knows how many more in the West Bank. Was it worth it? Are we making any progress? Everybody understands that there's a price to pay if you want victory, if you want to kick out the thugs and thieves that have stolen your lands. There's a price to pay, but is it worth it? I don't want to answer that whole question, is it worth it? The aspect and the area that, because everybody, I think, understands that, yes, it's worth it overall. The one thing is, can we make progress? Is it something that we can do? Have we been making progress? Or have we not? And the answer is, we have made progress. It's important for us to see. And it's important for us to see that from another perspective, and that is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises are true. God has said, "In tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum." God has said, "Inna Allaha ma'al muttaqin." God has said, "Inna Allaha la ma'al muhsinin." God has said so many other lines that all suggest that the muttaqin, the muhsinin, fighting against the aggressor is ihsan, is doing the right thing, is jihad fi sabilillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inna allaha ma'as sabirin, being patient in the hardships. That's who they are, that's what they've been doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He's with them, He supports them. He is their mawla, He's their guardian. God promises that, and He promises He will grant victory. And for us as Muslimin to see that, to recognize that, to see God's signs, to see God's hand in this. And after seeing that, believe in those promises, get stronger at that, with that view, with that belief, then continue and actually step up our game and to develop ourselves more, to get stronger spiritually, physically, in every way possible, and know that the path is the right path. It's important for us to see that. The Palestinian people have made progress. The first progress, the first victory that God granted the Palestinian people was putting a stop in the aggression of the Israelis in taking over all Palestinian land. That's a great accomplishment that the Palestinians were able to make. This is even before the Islamic Revolution in Iran. If it wasn't for the struggle of the Palestinians and their success that God gave them because they helped His cause, if it wasn't for their struggle and the lives they gave on this path, the Zionist state would have been ruling parts of Egypt, parts of Arabia at least, parts of Iraq, Lebanon, Syria. All of that had been what we would be calling today Israel. The reason why they weren't able to continue with their project and their expansion was because of the Palestinians. That's the first success. It's a very important success. That's where getting rid of the Zionist state begun. If that stop hadn't been put on the aggressions of the Zionist state, then we wouldn't be talking about this at all today. It would have been a done deal. Then with the Islamic Revolution succeeding and the Islamic spirit in growing in the youth of Palestine, the Mujahideen developing a more genuine, sincere intention of doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the success continued. The Zionist state had to leave Gaza after having to leave Lebanon. For the same reason, because the Mujahideen continued fighting, they had to leave Lebanon, then they had to leave Gaza. Then, in 2006, they launched a war against Lebanon to destroy the Muqawama. The Muqawama taught them a lesson, and that was the end of their wars on Lebanon, so far at least. It doesn't seem like they would be attempting that anytime. Then, the war on Gaza and the loss in 2008. A couple other attempts, again being defeated. This defeat of the Zionists, that because of the measures taken by Hamas and Jihad al-Islami, the Palestinians still live in Sheikh Jarrah, and Masjid al-Aqsa is still as it was before this attack and this new project of theirs. And they taught a lesson to the Israelis that you can no longer have the upper hand and do whatever you want in the West Bank, and they are unarmed, and their so-called authorities who are not supported by the Palestinians, those authorities that are working with the Israelis, they are the reason why the people of the West Bank are struggling. If you are the authorities over the Palestinians, you have a responsibility to defend the Palestinians, to defend the Palestinian cause, to defend Palestinian lands. What is it every now and then we hear settlers going in, stealing whatever land they want? What authority are you? Who do you get support from? Of course, when you rely on the shaitan, when you rely on al-Shaytan al-Akbar, when you rely on the U.S., when you rely on the Zionists, of course, you're not going to make any accomplishments. You're just giving Palestinian lands away, Palestinian lives away, giving that horrible, horrific nightmare that the Palestinians are living in the West Bank. Anytime any Israeli can do whatever they want, and the Palestinians are not protected by anyone, believers from Gaza and the people in the West Bank taught the Zionists a lesson. Things have changed. You can no longer unleash your wolves and dogs to attack believers and steal their homes. This was a great victory. a victory that is telling us what the leadership said, that this was about 5 years ago, roughly, 25 years from now, the Zionists will not be around. This is a clear sign. This was a clear signal to those Zionist aggressors in Palestine to realize that it's time to go. I encourage all those living in Palestine that are under a illegitimate government called Israel, and they have moved there for or after the establishment of the Zionist state based on what the Zionist state wanted to do, I encourage all of them to make a decision to leave. Because whether, if you haven't known, which I'm sure you have, you're part of the aggression. Any one of you living over there, you're part of the aggression. Any minute you spend on Palestinian land is theft and aggression. If you want the nightmares that you saw stop, you need to stop your aggression. You're the ones who are causing this. It's not Hamas and Jihad al-Islami. You're causing this. If you leave, no one's going to follow you. You can go reside wherever you want. You already have another citizenship. You already have another place elsewhere. Move to those other countries. Move to where you came from, or select another country. Because of the connections of the Zionists, you'll probably find citizenship other parts of the world. Leave and stop this bloodshed. You are killing Palestinians, and you are the cause of your lives being miserable by choosing to live on stolen land and be part of the theft and be part of that behavior. I hope that more and more Zionists come to realize that fact. This victory, though, it signaled that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us see these promises coming true and to decide that we want to do what God has said in order for His promises to come true regarding us. Again, we thank the Muqawama. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Muqawama, Hamas, Jihad al-Islami, Hezbollah, the Syrian government that has supported the Muqawama, and there were a lot of fitnas to try to separate the Muqawama from the Syrian government, so many efforts to try to separate Hamas from the Islamic Republic, from the Syrian government, and alhamdulillah, on both sides, especially the Syrian government, and especially the Islamic Republic, but also Hamas, they made efforts, and alhamdulillah, they're together, and that's what gave us and gave all believers and all mu'mineen, mu'minat, this victory. Look at this poor, bankrupt, fool, Netanyahu, and all his thug friends anywhere in the world. He's saying if it wasn't for these, for Iran and their support, they wouldn't be able to do this. Yes, alhamdulillah. Of course, if it wasn't for Hamas working with the Iranians, it's a two-way relationship. It's not a one-way relationship. You Zionists tried to make Hamas, fool Hamas, to not take support from the Islamic Republic. And you wanted to cripple them. You did a lot. You know what you did. Hamas fought you on that front as well, and they won. All believers, our prophet, you don't know this, you don't believe this, our prophet has told us, we believe in one God, we believe in the same messenger, and as long as we have that, whether we are called Shia or Sunni or Palestinian or Syrian or Jordanian or Egyptian or Lebanese or Iranian or Pakistani or Afghan or whoever, whatever our ethnicity is, our prophet has told us to be one hand against you, against anyone who aggresses against us, anyone who fights us. And we have listened and will continue to listen to our prophet, and we will not listen to you, shayateen, you devils. We thank Allah for helping and supporting the Muqawama. And we thank the believers, the Muqawama, those government, the government of Muqawama, the Islamic Republic, the other governments, the Syrian government, and the Iraqis and the Yemenis and the Bahrainis that support this despite their sufferings. the Egyptian people, not the government in Egypt, unfortunately, and all Muslimin and all freedom-seeking, seeking justice-seeking people of the world, we thank all those who participated in the protests against what the Zionist regime was doing, and those who wanted to join that, they weren't able to. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them all. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our imam so that all these aggressions and oppressions, all of them, whatever is happening throughout the globe with the coming of our imam, all of that will be ending, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.